In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this Monday of the second week in Lent, we continue our prayerful study of the orations of the Mass. And I'm just going to focus on the collect of today's Mass, which is of great significance, especially in our own day and our own culture. And here is the collect. Grant, O powerful God, that as your family mortify their bodies by fasting, so they may observe justice by abstaining from sin. A very basic collect, and yet so full of meaning in our own day. The mortification of the body is an essential aspect of the spiritual life. It is the deliberate restraint that one places on natural impulses in order to make them increasingly subject to sanctification through obedience to reason, illuminated by faith. When we study the lives of the saints, we find that they all adopted ascetical practices that were a means of disciplining the will and conforming their lives to our Lord crucified. The mortification of the flesh is necessary for salvation because man is so strongly inclined to evil by the threefold concupiscence of the world, the flesh, and the devil, which, if not resisted, must lead to grievous sin. Saint Paul refers to bodily mortification as the crucifixion of the flesh, a distinguishing mark for those who belong to Christ. Progress in the spiritual life is achieved to the degree that a person moves towards an ever more intimate union with Christ. It would be accurate to say that the way to perfection passes by way of the cross. There is no holiness without renunciation and spiritual battle. Spiritual progress entails the ascesis and mortification that gradually lead to living in the peace and joy of the Beatitudes. Pope St. Paul VI emphasized the connection between true penitence, the use of ascetical practices, and human freedom. And he did so in these words: the exercise of bodily mortification, far removed from any form of stoicism, does not imply a condemnation of the flesh, which the Son of God deigned to assume. On the contrary, mortification aims at the liberation of man. End of quotation. Note that the practice of voluntary mortification is not only for the sanctification of the person performing the action. It can be meritorious for the salvation of others. As members of the mystical body of Christ, we can offer our penances and our mortifications for the sake of others. Jordan Ullman, a friar of the Order of Preachers, noted this. One of the most tremendous marvels of the economy of divine grace is the intimate solidarity of all people through the mystical body of Christ. God accepts the suffering offered to him by a soul in grace for the salvation of another soul or for sinners in general. It is impossible to measure the redemptive power of suffering offered to divine justice with a living faith and an ardent love through the wounds of Christ. So we see the benefits of doing some form of bodily mortification, not only for our own sanctification, but for the sanctification of souls, those even unknown to us. May the Lord continue to bless you as you adhere to your Lenten fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.